Nolte, Democrat elite blames sexist Democrat voters for Warren loss. By John Nolte on March 9, 2020. The media and Democrat elite are savaging their very own Democrat voters as sexist over Elizabeth Warren's failure to capture the party's 2020 nomination. Far be it for me to interrupt all of this glorious blue-on-blue violence, but does that make any sense? Forget the stupidity of smearing your own voters, of blistering your own base of support as bigots. Welcome to the wilderness, never Trump. Wasn't it just 4 years ago Hillary Clinton won the Democrat nomination? Wasn't it just 4 years ago that the very same Democrat voters who rejected the fake Indian embraced a woman as their nominee in the form of Madam Hillary? This reminds me of when Oscar voters were attacked as racist 1 year after 12 Years a Slave was nominated for 9 Oscars and won 3, including Best Picture. Honestly, the elite left in this country are just plain old crazy. And that includes Warren herself, who blames sexism for her humiliating loss. Gender in this race, you know that is the trap question for every woman. If you say yeah there was sexism in this race, everyone says whiner. And if you say there was no sexism, about a bazillion women think, what planet do you live on? Warren said Thursday after dropping out. Anyway, here's just a taste of the smear job launched at the Democrat base since Warren dropped out last week. NPR. Figuring out exactly how much her gender, in particular, affected her run will be the stuff of months, or years, of study. There is already some analysis showing that sexism hurt female candidates in this Democratic field. Knlal. But beneath that veneer of optimism about what the next generation should expect, all of the women who ran for president this cycle saw the darker and more complicated side of sexism in America. As a reporter, one rarely encountered men or women who said they wouldn't vote for a woman or believed that a woman couldn't handle the job. The Atlantic. The country still doesn't know what to make of a woman, in politics, and beyond, who refuses to qualify her success. The Nation. Sexism sank Elizabeth Warren. Warren was a brilliant candidate who would have made a great president. The problem? She's a woman, and she isn't perfect. The Guardian. All of this could have been avoided if the media and the electorate were less blinded by cynicism, sexism and fear and more willing to see Warren for who she was, the most capable, competent and kindest candidate in the race. Teen Vogue. The most qualified person in the room is no longer a contender to win the election. And it's probably because she's a woman. HuffPost. Elizabeth Warren could never escape the baggage of being a female candidate. She was qualified. She persisted. But sexism still mattered. You get the picture. Oddly enough, almost none of these cries of sexism bother to mention that Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders won more women voters than Warren. Are Democrat women sexist? Much of the anti-science crybabying above and elsewhere has to do with the issue of electability. As in Democrat voters do not believe a woman could become president in sexist America. But didn't Hillary just win the popular vote 4 years ago and lose by tiny margins in two states, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, that would have put her over the top in the Electoral College? None of this makes a lick of sense. While I agree electability killed Warren's chances, it had nothing to do with her lady parts. Warren is an unappealing phony, a fraud, and a shameless liar who posed as a Cherokee Indian for 3 decades to advance her academic and political careers. She has no poise when under pressure, had no answer for how she planned to pay for Medicare for all, and was totally lacking in the stature and gravitas that people, including women, look for in a president. Elizabeth Warren was a truly awful presidential candidate, and that has nothing to do with gender. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.